we can sing happy anniversary. How many years was that again? 37?
I misinformed you. I was so excited. It was so wonderful, but it's just 32 instead of 33.
It just seemed longer.
Yeah.
Well, it was pretty funny Wednesday night anyway. Somebody claimed that their hair had gotten a lot grayer since they had been married. I won't mention any names, but her initials is Joanne. Anyway, we'll sing happy anniversary. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary, God bless you. Happy anniversary to you. Remain standing for opening prayer.
And many more. I told congregation Wednesday night, I said it's 33 years and we'd been happily married 33, me 32 and her 1. Well, when we left and we figured out I messed up, Rhonda said, "So we can take that 1 out then, can't we?" Amen. It's good to see you. Isn't it good to be together?
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your mercy and grace. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful congregation of folks, our family. And Father, we just pray today that you'd just come and minister to us in a special way. We invite your sweet spirit. You're welcome. Come and minister and move amongst us today. And Lord, may we be touched in the areas that we need touched in. And Father, we just praise you that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And if there be any here that's not, we praise you that they still have the opportunity. And Father, we thank you and pray, just praise your name and ask you to bless. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. We have a young man that this is first time he's been to Marbleton, I believe. Lucas Hunter Smith. Hunter and Alicia has brought their, and Mamma's got him. What do you think about that? Stand up and let us look at Lucas this morning. Amen. Amen. I asked him if our lives had changed, and they kind of said it had. So, amen. For the better, that's for sure. As far as announcements, let's remember this evening that our services, we will move our service to the Freedom Hall, to the Billy Graham, I still call it Billy Graham, it's Will Graham celebration. And we've been blessed. Our young people got to go yesterday morning, and I think they had a good time. I got a picture of 4 or 5 of them in a police car, so they might have got out of hand. Pretty early. They open the doors an hour early. But if you you get there at 5, remember that. It's from 4 to 6. And some of you all, I don't know, Aaron Schust will be there tonight. And which one was the other? Was it the Jennifer or the Billy Hope?
Thank you. Good morning again.
Good morning.
About, a few months ago, our young people in Children's Church set sail on a journey. And that journey, with the title of it, is Patch the Pirate. And the journey was to learn about Jesus Christ. And we're going to ask them to come this morning and share some songs and some scripture with you, just to share with what they're doing.
One time on board our jolly ship, travel on life's sea. Our captain is the Son of God, he will faithful be. Oh, come and join our happy crew, we still have lots of room for you. Climb on board our jolly ship, travel on life's sea. We sail with Patch the Pirate across the ocean blue. We want to please our Savior.
Wow, what a message. This must be certainly the greatest story of the century.
What are you talking about?
What message?
What are you reading?
It's the story of the century, I tell you. Another universe has been discovered in a faraway galaxy, and astronomers think it must have life on it.
Oh, is that all? I'm sure I've heard that story before.
Yeah, that's certainly not the greatest story of the century.
It's not?
Don't you remember we just learned about the greatest story ever? Listen to us and we'll tell it to you again.
First Corinthians 15:3-4. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received.
How that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures.
And he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures.
You're so right. The gospel story is truly the greatest story of all times.
Acts 3:19. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that our sins may be blotted out, when times of refreshing shall come to the presence of the Lord. Acts 3:19.
Father above, to sacrifice in love and take our
1 Samuel 15:22. And Samuel said, "Hath the Lord his great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams." 1 Samuel 15:22.
Praise the Lord. Did you like that? Didn't they do good? Amen. Amen. Good job. Proud of them. When you get to be old like me, you'll remember all these things, and it's a great blessing for you. Amen. Well, had to pull a lot of strings to get all the way from the Philippines. Brother Odell Domingo, of course, he's no stranger here, our missionary that we support in the Philippines. And we asked Brother Odell to come at this time to share with us. Give Odell a hand.
Good morning to everyone. And I'm so thankful that the Lord gave me this opportunity to be able to visit you. Thank you so much to Pastor Tim for your kindness, and you just don't know how a big blessing you are to me and to my family and to our church, and especially to Marbleton Free Will Baptist Church. From the bottom of our hearts, you just don't know how you touched and blessed us. Though we are 18-hour flight hours apart, but we feel your love, we feel your prayers, and thank you so much for helping us. And it truly is a blessing. And I was praying that Lord, please use me to be a blessing to this church family, but I was mistaken. I was the one who was blessed this morning. And I thank you for the sweet and warm spirit that you have here. And you just don't know how you encouraged me this morning. And may this song be a blessing to us. And the reason why we are here is to praise and worship the Lord, because He is good, He is faithful, and He never forsakes us. He always guides us. And that's the reason we have a great God. And we are here thanking Him for the salvation. But it's not just a salvation, it is a great salvation, because we are serving a great and loving God. May this song be a blessing.
Praise the Lord. To God be the glory.
He is so good and He is faithful. And that's why we are here, is to thank and worship God. Praise the Lord. We thank you so much for your prayers to us. You just don't know how you reminded us that we are not alone in the ministry in the Philippines. And you just don't know also how you know that your pastor is kind-hearted and good, but just don't know how your pastor did so much to me. Especially when we got to the pastor's meeting, sir, you just don't know how I appreciate that a lot. And God bless your heart, and God bless your family, and happy anniversary. Thank you so much for Mama Elizabeth and Sir Jay for having me use the Nissan Versa car, and I enjoy it. And I feel like a rich guy riding a white car. And thank you, and I thank God for guiding me here. Thank you. I thank God also for providing me the GPS. That's why I was able to come here. God's protection and sufficient grace. I praise the Lord that God has given me the opportunity to give you an update of the ministry. Thank you so much for your help to us. First time that I was here, last 2015. And the money that you have gave to our children's ministry have gone a long way. And praise the Lord, we were able to put up the second floor, which can accommodate 180 to 200 kids. And it's very functional. And we thank you so much. So no more Sunday school in the Sunday school lesson under the trees and on the wrecked vehicle. And we thank God for you and for helping us to be able to put up the Sunday school building. And we have an outreach ministry every day from Monday up to Saturday. And our Sunday school teachers are going from village to village. 2015, we averaged 250 children on that 1 week outreach ministry where the children that we brought children every Sunday, 100 to 120, but those children whom we cannot reach, we just go there from village to village. And this year, 2018, we praise the Lord, we were able to reach new villages. We have 7 mission works, and from those mission works, we have our children's ministry, outreach ministry, and we are now averaging 450 to 500 children that we are ministering every week. And thank you so much for your prayers. You just don't know how great a help and prayer that you are giving to us, and you just don't know that you have won so many to the Lord in the Philippines. And may the Lord continue to bless you. Transportation in the Philippines is very expensive and very scarce in our country. And as usual, our country in the Philippines, in the capital of Manila, it's still traffic lights are still suggestions. We thank the Lord because in our province in Bataan we have no traffic lights. And the weather there is still the same. It's hot and hotter. But we praise the Lord because God gave us different seasons. Here in the U.S., I enjoy the cold weather, though I'm shaking this morning. But I'm really happy and so blessed. Could you please turn with me in the book of... Turn our Bibles in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And please pray for us as we are having a heart to do more for the Lord, to reach more children in our community. 450 to 500 is not a big number in our province. There is still so many kids to be reached out. But what drives us to continue? In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and from verses 11 up to verse 15, the Bible says, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your consciences. For we commend not ourselves again unto you, but give you occasion to glory on our behalf, that ye may have somewhat to answer them which glory in appearance, and not in heart. For whether we be beside ourselves, it is to God, or whether we be sober, it is for your cause. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. May we focus on the phrase, for the love of Christ constraineth us. To constrain means is to be compelled. To be constrained means something or someone that drives us. And we praise the Lord that what we are doing, serving God, reaching the lost, preaching the gospel, the one that drives us is the love of God. It is the love of Christ. How great is the love of God, my friend, that the King of Kings and Lord of Lords in all his glory will use a human form just to live with us, just to express to us how great and how deep God's love is, that he take a very limited human form and lived a sinless life just to die for us. That, my friend, my brothers and sisters in the Lord, is the ultimate expression of what real love is. He enjoys glory in heaven. But the only way for us to be saved is that a man should offer his blood. And what kind of blood is it? A sinless blood. But the problem is God cannot die. God has no blood. God has no physical body. But if he wants to, but because of his great love to us, he took a human form just to have the capacity to die for us, to die in our stead. My friend, God's love is great, that God's love saved us. God's love is so powerful that his love forgave us from all our sins. God's love is great, my friend, and his love has the power to change our lives. God's love is great that we were able to come here into this church to praise and worship him, to thank him of the great love that he has given to us. We praise the Lord because the kind of love that God has is an everlasting love. We praise God that the love that he gave to us is an unconditional love. God is faithful, though sometimes we are not. God loves us so much, though sometimes we don't think of loving him back. God's love is great. And I was very happy to see the grand piano. I see grand pianos some places, but we use an upright small piano. And may I use the piano to sing for the Lord, and may it minister to us. And the title of this song is, Oh, What a Savior.
Once I was straying in sin's dark valley, no hope within could I see, but Christ, my Savior, lift heaven's glory to save a poor lost soul like me. Oh, what a Savior! Oh, hallelujah! His heart was broken on Calvary. His hands were nails, but his side was driven. He gave his life's blood for even me. That's chilling waters I'll soon be across that sea, but his hands will lead me safe.
Nothing to brag of. We are nothing in the sight of God. We deserve only one thing, and that is hell. But because of the love of God, we are saved by the grace of God. And, please pray for us in the Philippines. What we are praying is that our heart's desire is to do more for the Lord. We have lots of children to reach out, and the only thing, the way that we can bring those bunch of children to our church is a small minivan and a tricycle, a motorcycle with a sidecar. If you will see in my prayer card, I will be leaving some prayer cards in the foyers. And we have a tricycle, and that's just a 5-seater capacity. But when we bring the children, it's just a small picture, but we from five seating capacity, we can bring 12 children inside the tricycle, and and that small van we have, it can accommodate 15 people, but with the children we can put in 20 to 24 children, and that, and despite of the capacity of those vehicles, we come pick up the children, bring them to church. We do it four times back and forth, just to bring those children to the church, because transportation is very expensive in our country, and it is our heart's prayer that we are praying for a bigger van that can sit up to 24, but with the children we can sit up to 30 to 35. So from four times we can do it, if not once, twice. So but seriously speaking, our heart is breaking for our children. We treat our Sunday school kids just like your pastor and us. We treat our Sunday school kids as our own, and like a father who cares for their children, it is also my heart's desire to care for our Sunday school kids, and for us to reach more villages, to establish mission works. And you know what, the help that you give to us is a great blessing, because whenever we have some financial difficulties in the church, when we have four pastors working, assistant pastors working with me, and when the finances are down, and then I just because of the love and your help to us, we can distribute it to my fellow pastors, just for them to survive, and it is a joy for me to teach in two different choirs, and that sustains us, and your love and your prayers and help, and please pray for us in the Philippines, and in closing, of the love of Christ that compels us. The love of Christ, my friend, drives us to obey and live and serve Him. It is the love of Christ that keeps us going. So my friends and my brethren in Marbleton Free Will Baptist Church, please keep on keeping on, because you just don't know how, because of your help and your prayers, the ministry in the Philippines is getting bigger and more. All of you may not be able to go to the Philippines, maybe some of you, or maybe some of your mission teams, but you may not be able to come there in our country, but don't be surprised when we all go to heaven, there will be a bunch of children whom you do not know, and they will say thank you for giving to the Lord. You may not see their faces, maybe on the pictures that I send on the letters that I have, but you just don't know how big a blessing you are. And the love of Christ drives us to preach the gospel even more, to reach one more for the Lord. There was in closing, there's this pastor in his deathbed, and his child was in beside him. They have their conversations, and that preacher was has a limited time only, but this child who wrote this song, upon hearing what his father is saying, he just say only one thing. In his deathbed, the preacher said, "I must reach one more for Jesus," and that's what we are doing, and that's what we are doing also in the Philippines. Please help us pray. Please help us to pray even more, that we may reach more for the Lord while the opportunity is hot, because we enjoy the freedom to gather the children without any restraints from the parents, even though that's the first time that they saw us. But whenever we say, "Ma'am and sir, may we have your children," we will go in this area close by to your house and we will teach them the Word of God. Even though that's the first time that they will see us, they will just say, "Please take our children. Please teach them without restraints, without rejection." Some did it, but most of them just give their children to us and to have us preach the gospel to them. And may this be our prayer, that the love of Christ will continue to compel us, to constrain us. No matter how frustrated and how down we are, it is the love of God that keeps us going. It is the love of Christ that it helps us to rise up again and continue the work of God. So, may I use again your piano? This will be the last song. And may this song be a blessing to us, for us to reach one more for Jesus. And thank you so much, Marbleton Free Will Baptist Church. You're such a great blessing to us.
Said my last goodbyes. He just held on for as long as he can. And I heard him say, "Reach one more for Jesus before I close my eyes. I must reach one more for Jesus. I won't let another day go by. That's what I'm living for, to reach one more for Jesus." As I sat by my father's side, I lay down my head upon his bed. And he felt the tears I cried, and he placed his hand upon my head. And I heard him say, "Reach one more for Jesus before you close your eyes. Reach one more for Jesus. You won't let another day go by. That's what you're living for, to reach one more for Jesus. Before he closed his eyes for the final time and live this earth for home. Reach one more for Jesus before we close our eyes. We must reach one more for Jesus. We won't let another day go by. That
That's what we're living for, to reach one more. We're living to reach one more for Jesus. That's what we're living for, to reach one more. One more for Jesus.
We love you in the Lord, and we always pray for you. Thank you so much, Marbleton Free Will Baptist Church. May the Lord continue to bless you beyond measure. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so they come, be praying for this, and invite, take someone with announcements. We're going to have our tithe and offering this morning as normal, but we're also going to receive a special offering after the service for Brother Rodell's the ministry in the Philippines, and you could just make your check payable if you write a check to the church. We'll be sure Brother Rodell gets the money. So, we'll be doing that also this morning. We want to go to the Lord in prayer and remembering all of our requests and our bulletins, and we'll take any special requests you may have this morning. Remember Sister Kathy's family, the Morrow family. Kathy's going to be staying with them a few more days, and said